Oh, snap, snap.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet. Hello, everybody. It's Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, the top dog at Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business and we're friends. Don't let friends eat kibble. No, we don't, if we can help it. All right, everybody. Today, we are going to be talking about the unnatural truth of natural treats. Yeah. What are natural treats? That's what we're going to be talking about today because there's so much fakeness going on in the market. Fakeness in the market? Are you kidding me? Are people fake today? No way. Actually, I'm getting ready to go speak at the Ambitious Women's Conference. As you guys know, I'm a motivational leadership speaker, and I am talking about how to snap out of it, get real so that you can live an ambitious life now. And we definitely are talking about the fakiness of this fake life that we are living and all the problems it's causing. But we don't have anything fake here at Raw Dog Food and Company. Everything is absolutely 100% pure. Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what else is pure are the hearts of our customers. And I so thank you for sending us these testimonials that we get to share every week here on the podcast. From Tom, he says, thank you so much for your excellent transformational guide. I think he means transition guide, which is the meatball method listed on your website. Our transition was an absolute breeze, and we are loving your raw dog food. Thank you, Tom, so much. And you can find the meatball method on the Start Here page of rawdogfoodandcompany.com website. Okay, so it's the second drop-down menu. It says Start Here. Lots of information on that page. Go take a look. It's got all the guides. It's got the puppy guide, how much to feed your puppies, and it also has the adult guide, how much to feed your dogs. Now, when you're looking at that guide, I just want you to remember we start at 2.5% because that's right in between 2 and 3% of the dog's optimal body weight. Many people ask me, they say, well, what is optimal body weight? Well, where does your dog look and feel and perform their best? Now, many dogs are overweight, so we do want to have a nice hourglass figure. We don't want to see ribs, hip bones, or spine. That's what we mean when we talk about the ultimate optimal body weight. And we start at 2.5%, but once you're established on raw, if you find that that's not enough, you can bump on up to 3%. If you find it is too much, we're going to bump down to 2%. Anyway, take a look at that guide. Our other testimonial is from Sherry. Sherry says, well, you were right. The switching the proteins every 8 weeks has kept my usually picky eater happy and excited about her food. Now, what Sherry's talking about here is that we get lots of calls from folks who say, gosh, my dog's walking away from the food. What up? Well, I start looking at what they've been ordering over the past 6 months, and it's beef, 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 and I've said this a gazillion times. Dogs get tired of the same thing, and so we want to rotate those proteins. Find three. My goodness, if you can't find three, you can. You can. You can find three different proteins, whether that's and animal proteins. So what I'm talking about here is turkey, chicken, beef, duck, rabbit, pork, goat, sheep, lamb. Lots of different proteins out there, and you can rotate those. I have been feeding a raw diet to all different types of dogs for 18 years. I've never, ever, 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 did I say ever? I've never had a dog walk away from the food. Maybe it's because I just rotate it all the time. Maybe I've gotten lucky and I just don't have a picky eater, but I don't think that's the case. I just think that I'm not worried about the raw diet. I'm not worried about the bacteria. I'm not worried about stuff. And I think that does translate into our dogs. They pick up on our behaviors. But also I do rotate. I rotate a lot and I get them used to all different proteins. Do some dogs just hate certain proteins? Apparently so. That's what I hear. But I'd love to have them come into my home so I could really tell if that's the case. Anyway, we're going to talk today about the unnatural truth about natural dog treats, because gosh knows there's a lot of dog treats out there, and certainly with a lot of deceptive marketing. Oh, did I say deceptive marketing? Oh, who would try to deceive you? Oh, come on. Somebody is deceiving the public. I want to talk about these natural labels, okay? What in the heck is natural? I mean, I'll tell you what natural means. It means that there's the same low-quality ingredients that you're going to find in the cheap treats, right? So it's a marketing ploy. Natural is not any different than cheap treats. You're just paying more for crap. Yes, even the ones that have AAFCO approved on them, which is stands for the Association of American Feed Control Officials. Now, the truth is, most of the AAFCO, Association of American Feed Control Officials, are members, board members who work for large pet manufacturers. Whoops, seems like a conflict of interest to me. But they do keep the natural definitions very complicated and vague for a reason. Could it be profit? Must be. But according to AAFCO, natural can be a treat that has been chemically and synthetically processed. Now, their definition says natural, I want you to listen to this, natural doesn't contain any additives or processing aids that are chemically synthetic, except in amounts that might occur in good manufacturing practices. I always love those, except in amounts that might occur in good manufacturing practices. What this basically means that treats or even pet food can be rendered and still be called natural as long as the manufacturer didn't add synthetic ingredients. Here's the part I want you to listen to. Unless they had to. What? Natural means that there's no additives or processing aids that are chemically synthetic unless, you know, of course, the manufacturer decided that they had to do that to that particular treat. What? Well, I just think it's deceptive. It's absolutely deceptive if you want to know the truth. So basically what they're saying, unless they had to add BHA, which can cause cancer, unless they had to add BHT, which can cause liver, thyroid, and kidney problems, or unless they had to add ethoxyquin, which can cause liver, kidney, thyroid, and reproductive dysfunction, unless they had to add artificial flavors or colored, I mean, it can be called natural. I mean, it can be called natural even if they had to, because that's what the definition said. Ridiculous. So watch out for labels that say natural, especially the ones that say this: natural with added vitamins, minerals, and trace nutrients. All right, because that can very well mean that that manufacturer decided, well, we had to add BHA, BHT, all these other things that aren't really natural, but we can call them natural. Natural. I'll tell you what it doesn't mean. Natural does not mean unprocessed. Natural does not mean healthy or no artificial ingredients or organic. So it's very unnatural, this natural definition. Here are some other ingredients that you absolutely need to be looking for in your dog treats and avoid them at all costs. Animal meal, and meat and bone meal. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Well, let me just tell you what meals are, because a lot of people are confused. What are meals? Well, meals are made by cooking at a very high heat. So high that all the excess water is evaporated. It's gone. It's done. Not only that, but that high heat kills all the nutrition. So all those amino acids that a dog gets from animal protein, like the ones that they need for their heart, like cysteine and methionine, well, they're no longer available to your dog because they've been cooked at this very, very high heat. So tell me, what is the point of feeding your dog or your cat a protein that has no amino acids in it and a protein that they can't digest or use? And that's what meals are. Okay, meat meal and animal fat, these are something else that you're going to see on packages that say, well, our treats are natural. And I guess you could be the judge of this, but here's where these meat meal or animal fats come from. Mostly foods that aren't fit for human consumption, they're waste from slaughterhouse, they're spoiled supermarket meats, or they come from diseased animals. And what we know about diseased animals is this. Ranchers, people that are in this business of raising animals for food consumption, if their animal becomes sick and they're diseased, they're going to do everything they can to make that animal healthy. And that means that they're going to pump them full of all types of antibiotics and medications. Because the rule is, in order to be fit for human consumption, that cow or that sheep or that lamb or that goat or whatever it is has to walk off that trailer in good shape to be able to realize any money for the farmer. They are called realizers. So you bet your bottom hoof that these guys are going to disease animals. Okay, 3D, 4D. We don't sell any of that. There's a lot of people that are buying 3D and 4D for their dogs because it's cheap. It may be raw, but it's cheap. They are really pumped full of a lot of different antibiotics and pharmaceuticals. All right. So anyway, meat meal, animal fat, these are not natural ingredients if you ask me, but they are listed as natural. You also want to avoid, you know, the cheap fillers, the cheap seats, the cheap fillers, corn, wheat, rice, and grains. And I get this question, doesn't my dog need grains? No, they don't. Nuh-uh. They don't need grains. Okay? So we don't want any corn, wheat, rice, or grains in your dog's food. Also, corn syrup. Oh my goodness. Seriously, this is a sweetener that they put on treats to make dogs want to eat that dead thing. And it's sugar. And the enemy of dogs' gut and people's gut really is this sugar. So don't get treats that have corn syrup on them. All right? And there's a lot of them out there. So you're sitting there and you're saying, well, what kind of healthy treats do I give my dogs? Well, you give them the kind that we sell. Here's what you're going to look for. You're going to look for one ingredient. One. So, for instance, in our treats, our trachea, our green tripe chips, our beef strips, our chicken strips, our liver treats, they are exactly what they say because they've been air dried. They have had nothing added to them, no preservatives. They haven't been sprayed with radiation so that they can stay on that shelf for a very long time. You know, like the ones that you go in there and your dog's sniffing around because they're open and exposed to the air and every dog's had their nose on them. Yeah, those. But anyway, You want no long list of ingredients. One ingredient would be great. If it's a green tribe chip, it says green tribe chip. That's it. We don't need any other ingredients. Now, ours need to probably be kept in the freezer. You know, they're kept in the freezer until they get to you, and we keep ours in the freezer or we keep them in the refrigerator because nothing is added to them. It's a raw product. Nothing. Zip, zero, nada. That is what you want to look for when you're looking for treats. And I will tell you that it doesn't make any sense to me at all. If you're going to spend the money to put your dog on a species-appropriate raw diet, a good quality, high quality protein raw diet, why are you giving them cheap treats? And certainly don't give them any type of milk bones. And buck up to the bar, pet parents. If you walk into a Home Depot, and I love Home Depot, and I love to take my dog in there, but they've got a lot of cheap treats, and they want to, you know, they're being friendly. They want to give your dog, and I just say, no, she can't have it. She's a raw-fed dog. They look at me like I have five heads or I'm a bad pet parent, but I'm not going to let that flour and that gluten and that all that stuff that's in there disrupt this healthy process in her stomach. I'm just not going to do it just so that I cannot be embarrassed by saying, no, she can't have a treat. Snap out of it, peeps. You'd be all right. Your dog's health is our business, but it's your business as a pet parent to make sure that you're doing everything that you can to extend the health and the life of your pet. All right. If you have any questions, you can certainly email me. I do read your emails. I did get the email recently that was asking me to do a podcast on goat's milk. I will definitely do that. If you would like for me to talk about certain subjects, certainly you can email me at orders@rawdogfoodandcompany.com. And I say orders because there's a, or you can do DEDE at rawdogfoodandcompany.com. There was a glitch in that DEDE for a while, so I'm hoping that got fixed. But it's DEDE at rawdogfoodandco.com or rawdogfoodandcompany.com. Or go to my website and just connect with me there. Go to Facebook. We have our Messenger app there, so you can just ask me some questions there. Also, remember that if you are out of state, you can certainly get our treats sent to you very inexpensively. We will ship those to you. If you would like a consultation with our consultant, Neely Piazza, you can go to our puppy chart. Here's one great place. Go to our Start Here page, go to the puppy chart, and it's there in the red. You can just click on that, fill out that. There's a couple other places that the consultation is available. She's amazing. So whatever company you are using, wherever you are in the United States, we can help you. We can help you because your pet's health is our business. And here at Raw Dog Food and Company, friends don't let friends feed kibble. Thanks, you guys. I'll see you next week.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.